Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, for the Voices of Courage show. I'm so happy you're here. It always feels so good to do these shows with you. You know, what happens for me is maybe what happens with you is a lot of times I have these amazing guests and they uplift my consciousness, they uplift your consciousness, and all of a sudden we're feeling, better and better. Today, we're going to be talking about the courage to start over. Have you ever started over in your life? Have you ever like let everything go? Maybe let a relationship go. Maybe let a business go. Maybe you had to let family members go. There's lots of ways we let go, either through conscious choice or sometimes through death. People leave the body and move to the next level. But today is all about starting over. So if you've ever let go, we go into this place where there feels like there's a void. There's nothing happening. It just feels empty. And a lot of times in that void, we feel like, will we ever get our energy back? Will we ever find the right focus? Will things ever change up for us? Will we ever feel fulfilled again? Well, the answer, of course, is yes, we will. And some of you are wondering, well, can I accelerate that? Can I move that quicker? Well, sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. But what we're going to talk about today is how to reignite you, and no matter where you are, reignite that passion you have for your life. And, I've found that we don't reignite passion logically. We ignite passion spiritually. We tune back into that soul, that spirit. We start to realize who we are one more time, that we're not these bodies, we're not these minds. We are the soul. We are the spirit. We are the observer. We are the one that can bring back that presence into our life in a greater way. And a lot of times, though, before we start over, at least I've experienced this, and I've coached, thousands, tens of thousands now over the last 30 years. What I've found is that a lot of times there's some stickiness. There's something that we need to personally let go of to be able to rise to the surface. So today, maybe you get in touch with that piece or pieces that you need to do to rise to the surface. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend that, not a friend, well, a friend, became a friend, coaching client of mine, that came to me because her business wasn't making any money. And she was torn in a lot of directions. She wanted to do this and that and this and that. And she had a lot of creativity, but there was no momentum with finances. It just was stuck. And so over a period of time, I helped her do was heal some issues with herself, with her mom, with her husband. And guess what happened? All of a sudden, the money opened up, the flow opened up, everything started flowing again because this person had let go of some of the baggage that was holding her down. It's like you imagine swimming with big weights on, right? That's what happens sometimes when we're in a place where we've let go of something, but we're still holding on. And when we can let those weights go, we rise to the surface. This is going to be an exciting show. Wait till you see who I have on as my guest today. She's been a teacher for 50 plus years. She's one of the preeminent leaders in the transformational, industry. I don't know if industry is the right word. But she is an amazing person. So we're going to get right to her as soon as I take this break. We will be right back. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. And over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us, that's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you,
If you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just return it for a full refund. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and my very special guest is here with me, Deborah Poneman. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today. It's so good to have you on the show again and doing things with you. I love it.
I am always so excited when I get to be with you. So if this is a way we have to get together, so be it.
So be it. Well, so some of my audience don't know who you are, so let me do a formal introduction of you, Deborah. For over four decades, I said five, but over four, Deborah Poneman, founder of Yes to Success Seminars, has shared her system, now used by tens of thousands around the world, to live lives of true success and abundance, deep happiness, and lasting fulfillment. Deborah is a best-selling author and featured guest on ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, and many more. She's known as the mentor to the mentors. Her students have gone on to become mega successful entrepreneurs, renowned transformational leaders, New York Times best-selling authors, millionaires, billionaires, and household names in some cases. It's amazing. And that's just a little bit of what you've done, because I know you and, you know, how many lives you've really touched. And I believe, you know, it was Gandhi that said, maybe it's Yogananda, one of them, said, if you change yourself, you've done what you need to do to change the world. Well, you've not only changed yourself, you've changed many, many people who have continued to help all of us change the world. So anyway. All right, Deborah, starting over, baby. Have you ever started over?
I have started over many, many, many times. And I don't know. I'm happy to tell you my journey if you want me to.
Well, you know, my audience, really, there are people out there today that are starting over. And I think the journey of one of another helps people to relate to where they are. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about your journey. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'll start from the beginning. And you're right. I've been teaching success for over 40 years, but I became a meditation teacher over 50 years ago. So you were right saying 50. So for the decade of the 70s, I was a full-time meditation teacher. I actually became a teacher of transcendental meditation. I went to teacher training in 1971. Yes, it is true. I just popped out of my mom and went off to teacher training. And after a decade of teaching full-time, I realized that woman does not live by mantra alone. And I needed things like health insurance and car insurance and maybe even a car to insure. And I loved teaching meditation, and I was living in a meditation community. And I thought, but I got to make some money. So I moved to California to make some money. And I thought, okay, how do people make money really fast? First of all, I thought that they made money really fast in LA because, everybody seemed to be wealthy in LA. I watched the Beverly Hillbillies. So I started selling investments, which was one time I started over. It was totally wrong for me. I was a pretty much a dismal failure. In fact, I only sold one investment, and that was to my father. And then one day, one of my coworkers invited me to a money seminar, and I thought it was going to help me be more effective at my job. But we make plans and God laughs. And God had a big laugh about me selling investments in the first place and then going to a seminar to think I was going to learn how to be better. I walk in, and it was the Learning Annex. Remember the Learning Annex?
Oh, yeah, sure.
In the 70s. And I walk in, and the room was not filled with the usual suits, but the new age crowd. And this guy was talking about the law of attraction. It was 1979, maybe 1980. And he's saying that we are like tuning forks. And he said that if a tuning fork is vibrating at an F sharp and a B flat comes towards it, it's going to repel that B flat. But if an F sharp comes towards it, it augments it. And he said, if we're always thinking thoughts of poverty and I'm never going to find a career and I'm never going to find a soulmate, and that soulmate comes towards you, you repel it because you're not vibrating in a way that it's harmonious with your vibration. So I'm like mind blown by all of the ways he's saying to attract success and prosperity. He also said, if you want to be successful, help other people become successful, mentor them, make introductions, even wish people success and prosperity as they're walking past you. And it was really about using energetic means to become wealthy. And I had one of those moments where every cell in my body said, this is what I'm supposed to be teaching. This is why I came to LA. We think we come for one reason, but God has other plans. And I already had the meditation techniques that created that basis of silence in my life. But then, so I had the inner silence, but then I discovered that there were techniques to create outer success. So to make a long story bearable, I started studying the great masters of success and prosperity like Napoleon Hill and Wallace Wattles, and I founded my company, Yes to Success. And by using the principles that I was studying and that I was starting to teach, within a few years, my seminars were being taught in major cities across the US. I had reps in 9 countries. And just so you have to realize how incredible that was, this was before the internet. This was when we had to make calls. Remember when we had to make calls, long distance calls, and it always sounded like shh, because it was, on the other side of the ocean. There weren't even fax machines in the late 90s, early 80s. And but I did it, and I taught things like, when an idea comes to you, it comes to you because you are the person who's supposed to manifest it. God didn't whisper that idea into my ear. God whispered that idea into your ear. And I would teach, so you have to do things like take a step from which there's no turning back, which is what I did with my seminar company. As soon as I had the idea, I put together these lectures, and I made myself go rent a room at the Santa Monica Public Library. So I took a step from which there is no turning back. So many principles. And then, as you said, as in my introduction, I ended up having tens of thousands of students all over the
Well,
world.
you were really successful with Yes to Success, but it seems like you gave that up at the height of this. And so my question is like, when do you know when to stop? Because I know there's people listening right now, they're in situations where they're like, yeah, they've created success. I mean, it could be everything from a marriage to a business to a friendship, but at some point you're like, I've grown. Something's grown in me. I need to leave this. When did you know?
Okay, well, I'll tell you the story, and then I'll tell you a
Okay,
little
tell
bit
me the
more
story.
cosmically, how So after I manifested this worldwide country company,
Worldwide.
manifested things like a beyond fabulous husband, You know, a Mercedes in the driveway, a house on 4 acres, using the principles that I was teaching. I got pregnant. And although my plan was to give birth and get back to following my passion of spreading the message of success throughout the world, the core of my teaching was in order to live true success. You need to be true to yourself. You need to follow the impulses of truth that speak to you from your heart. You know, what we usually do is we follow what speaks to us through our minds. And what is speaking to us through our minds is filtered through all of the lies that you were told from the time you were a little kid about you not being good enough, you being the wrong color, you being the wrong gender, you being the wrong ethnicity. And we believe those things. So we filter our desires for success through all of those lies that were told us, right? So what I did was I had told the world that the basis of true success was to listen to that inner voice that we so often ignore. I tell people to actually move their attention from their head to their heart. Because the mind sees what's wrong, the heart sees what's right. I taught that even if the impulses of your heart appear to be leading you in the opposite direction of your dreams, if you want true happiness and real success, you have to trust those impulses. And on that fateful day in 1988, the impulses of my heart were saying it was time for my career, at the height of my career, to come to. I mean, I was about to have my own daytime TV talk show. Janet Atwood, we were just talking about Janet Atwood. She was actually my secretary at the time. And she went with me to every meeting with the producers about my TV show. And I also, my Yes to Success book was in the hands of a New York publisher. And when the midwives handed me my baby, I realized that not only did I not want to go to leave her to go on some kind of book tour, I didn't want to leave her to go to the bathroom. So I made the decision to become a full-time stay-at-home mom, and there I remained for the next 20 years, because 3 years after my daughter was born, my son was born. And I just had to tell you, when I made that decision, there were people who were not happy with me. I had a producer who was going to put on an event for me. He was going to set up events for me all over Southeast Asia. And when he called me, he said, "I heard you had the baby. Let's get the tour on the books." And I said, "Chiang, you're going to have to call me back in 18 years." We're still
Well,
friends. He remembers.
there's a principle out there. You've got to be true to yourself, true to your heart, to disappoint others sometimes, and which is what you had to do.
That's right.
Well,
And
listen, I gotta take a quick break. When we come back, I'm always curious if there was some doubt, uncertainty about this decision you made, maybe a year or two into it, right? Let's talk about that too. All right. So we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, and we are talking about how to start over, how to be empowered when we do start over, and when it's time to let go, and when it's time to step into something new, with Deborah Poneman. Deborah, did you have doubt and uncertainty going through your head when you made that major decision to I'm going to be with my daughter. I'm going to be with my baby. I'm going to let go of all this other stuff, right?
Yeah. Okay. First of all, everybody has. No, and I just want to say something about when you have the feeling about something, your heart says, I shouldn't do this, and you do it anyway. Isn't it always a disaster? Right? Or if you ever had the feeling, I should do this, and you didn't, and you're still kicking yourself. In all the years I've been teaching, I have had so many people say the same thing. Their heart says yes, but they didn't follow it. They're still kicking themselves. But I have never had anyone say, I listened to my heart and darn, I regret it. To be truly successful, I recommend listening to the promptings of your heart because I believe that that's God speaking to you. But you're going to have doubts, okay? We live in a relative universe. And if you don't have doubts, then you're not human. Robots, maybe, don't have doubts, but none of us are robots. So I will tell you a time when I had, people say, oh, did you ever regret giving up your career? And I say, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember this one time, you're going to love this story. So one time I'm home, my kids had to be maybe 5 and 2, because Daniel was still in diapers. And it was one of those days where nothing I did made them happy. I know that would never happen to you with your kids, Ken. I'm sure your kids were always little angels. But my sometimes I add it up to here. And it was one of those days. I didn't usually put them in front of TV. It was a TV day. And they wanted to watch Barney, that big purple dinosaur thing. And there, my daughter had a speech impediment. She couldn't say her R's. And she's like, Wheels Barney, Wheels Barney. Okay, honey, I'm going to get you Barney. Just sit on the couch. Just, cool your jets. This true story. I'm doing a channel check. And all of a sudden, I'm looking for Barney. I see Oprah. And there on the Oprah show is one of my students. And one of my students is demonstrating for Oprah the power of the mind. It was an experiment or that I had cognized in a meditation that shows the power of your mind to move matter. And he's showing it to Oprah, and Oprah's freaking out. She's like, oh, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, look at I could do it. I could do it. And there he is with Oprah, and there I am with these two whining on the couch. And at that moment, I burst into tears, thinking that I had completely destroyed my life. And by the way, so many of my other students had gone on to become New York Times bestselling authors, and they're at their, book launch parties in New York with their little brie, warm brie with little honey and walnuts on it. And I'm Chuck E. Cheese. With cardboard pizza. So, did I ever doubt? You bet I doubted. And at that moment, I'm the good thing about me standing in front of the TV and hyperventilating, like, is because my little daughter goes, Deanna, she goes, Mommy. I go, yeah, sweetie. She goes, I think you forgot our popsicles. So I said, yes, I did forget your popsicles. So I find Barney. I go into the kitchen and I am mad at God. I'm pouring the orange juice, into the little molds to make them their popsicles, right? And I'm just like, God, that was supposed to be me on that TV show. That was my demonstration of the power of mind. And I get this message from God. And when I say get a message from God, it's not like, God says to me, like, Deb, like Charlton Heston in the Ten Commandments, like, Deborah, No, it's just like a little whisper in my ear. And it said, remember the book. And at first I'm like, I do remember the book. I had a New York Times, I had a New York publisher. And they're like, not that book. And I saw an image of a book that I had read years before about a man who had died and he had gone through that tunnel of darkness and the end, there was a being of light. And the being of light showed him, and he wrote about this in the book, the being of light showed him a movie reel of the high points of his life. And it was a short reel. It just showed him dancing with his daughter at her wedding and showing his son how to swing a baseball bat. And the man's kind of indignant, even in heaven. And he said, but what about when I brought my company public? And what about when I made my first million? And the being of light said, all of those moments glorified you. And then the big light said, "Would you like to see the life of somebody else who just passed on?" And he's like, "I sure would." And in this book, he says that these curtains of golden light parted, and there sitting on a throne of light was the lady who used to take three buses to come to this guy's house and clean his toilets and wash his floors. And then the being of light said that she had permission to show the highlights of this woman's life. And it was an endless reel. It showed her carrying a pot of soup to a sick friend. It showed her stroking her mother's hair as her mother was making her transition. It showed her comforting a child who had been bullied. And it showed her cheering at the baseball game for the kids whose parents couldn't be there to cheer for them because they had to work two or three jobs just to put food on the table. It showed her going to church and just hugging everybody up and say, "How you doing today?" And then the being of light said, "You judged her as being a poor, pathetic creature, but she was infinitely happy. And when you get here, you find out that the only thing that matters while you're on earth is how much love you give." And
Wow.
I just went back into the living room, put the popsicles into the freezer, sat down between my two kids. And that was really the moment where I thought, no more doubts. I just put those books away, Napoleon Hill, Wallace Wattles, and I just, surrendered to my greatest gurus. And of course, those are the two gurus who call me mom.
Yeah, I love that. I love that story, and it reminds us that service is primarily, if you're in business, primarily you're in service. If you're a mom, primarily you're in service. If you're a human walking the planet, you're primarily in service. And it's not any kind of service. It's really unconditional service, because that's where the love comes in, and that's where we start to feel it. And it's not about people finding out what you do or don't do. That's not what happens at the final, I guess we call it judgment, but the final review, I guess a better word. We review, how much love did we bring in this world? What did we do for others, right? It's easy to do things for yourself. I was on a show this morning with another spiritual teacher, and he asked the question, what are you doing right now to change your life? What are you doing right now to step up and be a greater contributor? And I thought, man, that's exactly what Deborah's talking about right now. Because we're telling stories, but really it's about upshifting consciousness and helping people to, step into their next level, whatever that might be. I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to take a little deeper dive into starting over. We'll be right back. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and thank you for continuing to support the Voices of Courage show. This show grows because of you. So if you have family, friends, people that you love that you would like to encourage, inspire, and uplift, please share them, the Voices of Courage show, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can just Google Voices of Courage. You'll find us everywhere. Thank you so much. Take care. Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, for the Voices of Courage show. I'm so happy you're here. It always feels so good to do these shows with you. You know, what happens for me is maybe what happens with you is a lot of times I have these amazing guests and they uplift my consciousness, they uplift your consciousness, and all of a sudden we're feeling, better and better. Today we're going to be talking about the courage to start over. Have you ever started over in your life? Have you ever like let everything go? Maybe let a relationship go, maybe let a business go. Maybe you had to let family members go. There's lots of ways we let go, either through conscious choice or sometimes through death. People leave the body and move to the next level. But today is all about starting over. So if you've ever let go, we go into this place where there feels like there's a void. There's nothing happening. It just feels empty. And a lot of times in that void, we feel like will we ever get our energy back? Will we ever find the right focus? Will things ever change up for us? Will we ever feel fulfilled again? Well, the answer, of course, is yes, we will. And some of you are wondering, well, can I accelerate that? Can I move that quicker? Well, sometimes we can and sometimes we can't. But what we're going to talk about today is how to reignite you, and no matter where you are, reignite that passion you have for your life. And I've found that we don't reignite passion logically. We ignite passion spiritually. We tune back into that soul, that spirit. We start to realize who we are one more time, that we're not these bodies, we're not these minds. We are the soul, we are the spirit, we are the observer, we are the one that can bring back that presence into our life in a greater way. And a lot of times, though, before we start over, at least I've experienced this, and I've coached what thousands, tens of thousands now over the last 30 years. What I've found is that a lot of times there's some stickiness. There's something that we need to personally let go of to be able to rise to the surface. So today, maybe you get in touch with that piece or pieces that you need to do to rise to the surface. I know. I'll tell you a quick story. I had a friend that, not a friend, well, a friend became a friend, coaching client of mine, that came to me because her business wasn't making any money and she was torn in a lot of directions. She wanted to do this and that and this and that. And she had a lot of creativity, but there was no momentum with finances. It just was stuck. And so, over a period of time, I helped her do was heal some issues with herself, with her mom, with her husband. And guess what happened? All of a sudden, the money opened up, the flow opened up, everything started flowing again because this person had let go of some of the baggage that was holding her down. It's like you imagine swimming with big weights on, right? That's what happens sometimes when we're in a place where we've let go of something, but we're still holding on. And when we can let those weights go, we rise to the surface. This is going to be an exciting show. Wait till you see who I have on as my guest today. She's been a teacher for 50 plus years. She's one of the preeminent leaders in the transformational, I want to say, industry. I don't know if industry is the right word, but she is an amazing person. So we're going to get right to her as soon as I take this break. We will be right back.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kennedy Foster, and we are talking to Deborah Poneman about how to start over and so much more. Deborah, once the children were raised and up and, you know, and then you decided, was there a time when this, you got kind of a download or insight into, it's time now to reinvent myself one more time and get out there? And if so, how is that process for you?
Well, I'll tell you actually why I came back. And it, again, Janet Atwood's getting a lot of airtime here because
Janet. A lot of people don't know Janet, but she is the one that created with her ex-husband, Chris, the Passion Test. And she's well known for that around the world. So to have her as your secretary, I was like, man, that must have been cool. You were very blessed there because she is so full of passion herself and has helped so many people. So yes, yeah. It's getting some airtime. If you don't know about Janet Atwood, go check out the Passion Test and you'll know about her. All right.
Exactly. The number one tool being used worldwide to help people discover their passions. My other secretary, by the way, was Marcy Shymoff. She'll get more airtime in a minute.
Yeah. We give her airtime. Yeah. Happy for no reason. I don't know. 10 million plus books sold with Jack Canfield and some others. So
16 million.
16. Okay. I got to get upgraded.
Got to make sure everyone knows. Yes.
Oh, there we go, baby. All right.
Yeah. 16 million chicken soup books. But basically what happened was that, you know, my kids were like 18, 21. And Janet sits me down one day and she says, Debbie, when are you going to stop pretending that your kids still need you? And I'm like, and of course I knew the truth. It was not so much that they needed me anymore. They were 17 and 21. They could read Harry Potter to themselves, but it was me who didn't want to let go. Because to me, one, I love you, mommy. It was worth 1,000 standing ovations, but she was right. And here's another important ingredient to creating true success, and that is treating everyone as the most important person in the world. There's a point to me bringing this up here, and that is, I know, have you ever been in a social situation where you're sharing your heart and the person in front of you is like looking around to see if there's anybody more important to speak to?
Oh, yeah.
Just me, yeah. Right?
Yeah. You ever been in the relationship that somebody's always looking for somebody else? Yeah, got it. Okay.
So one of the things I teach is that the person in front of you is, of course, a sliver of God on earth. And you always give them your full attention because that's what we do for other human beings. We're doing God's work on earth. And one time I was giving a Yes to Success seminar and the aforementioned Marcy Shimoff was there. And afterwards she came up and she said, I want to work for you. And I gave her my full attention. And the reason I tell you this is because years later, decades later, she became my secretary. Decades later, she was asked to write the book Chicken Soup for the American Idol Soul because she had already written so many chicken soup books and she couldn't because she was under contract for Happy for no reason. And the chicken soup people said to her, do you know anybody else who is a great writer but knows American Idol? And she said, yes, my friend Deborah. So I had a best-selling book handed to me to write, combining the number one book series and the number one TV series of all times combined into one book. And so you're asking me why I came back. Well, one was because Janet said, kick me in the butt. But the other is that Marcy remembered how I always treated her as the most important person in the world. And she had this idea to start a company called Your Year of Miracles. And what happened was that she invited me to be her partner in founding this company. And for 5 years, she and I had the best time teaching Your Year of Miracles. We brought it to the multi-million dollar level. And I'm told you that story because you never know. I mean, she was just a little college student when she asked if she could work for me. I could have easily looked around the room to find somebody more important. Did I know that she was going to become one of the top female nonfiction authors of all times? Did I know that she was going to have the idea to start a company for called Your Year of Miracles? No. But I did what I teach, and that is full attention. The person standing in front of you is always the most important person in the world.
100%.
So, yeah. 5 years, we taught, you want to know why I left that one and started over again?
Let's do it again. You left that one now. Okay, so it's time to leave that one. Now you're starting over. Okay, I want to know that, but I do have to take another quick break. So I'll be right back as soon as we get back from the break. And I want to know the start over process one more time.
Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, to the deluxe bundle, get the faster motor or 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Hi, folks. Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids, and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
We have enough information, just Google it or AI it. What the world needs today is courage and wisdom. The courageous ones have moved us forward. These are the fearless, the ones with determination, the resilient ones. They have grit and rise to meet the challenges and opportunities. They encourage, empower, and enlighten us to all glow up, shift our thinking, and step into our greatness. Yes, these are the ones who have led the way. Now, listen to the courageous ones of today and step into your courage.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm speaking with Deborah Poneman, and we are having fun today. I hope you are sharing this message with your family, your friends, those that you love. It is so inspiring, Deborah. All right, you got to this place where you let go of another multi-million-dollar organization and company. Now you're in that place. You're in the void again. What's going on? What happened?
Okay, and now this is really interesting because 5 years I'm teaching with Marcy, we're having a ball. And then I realized at one point that it wasn't bringing me deep joy anymore. I love Marcy with all my heart. We're still sisters. It's not like something happened between us. Everybody always wants dirt. There is no dirt in this relationship. But I'm a creative. And for the first few years, we were creating and refining the program, and I was in heaven. But the fourth or fifth year, then there wasn't much more we could do in terms of creating. And because the program was so good, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. But it wasn't fulfilling for me anymore. And this is so interesting. So I told Marcy, and she was like, no, you can't leave me. You're the only person I could do this with. But I reminded her one of the main principles that we teach, and that is when you do what's best for yourself, it will always be what's best for everyone else, but only 100% of the time. And that's one of the reasons why people don't start over, because they're worried about how it's going to affect other people. Yeah. But I said, Mars, we got to follow that principle. And she's okay. And what happens? Sue Mortar shows up. Lisa Gar shows up. Now she teaches with Mike Dooley and Lisa Nichols and Lynn Twist. And I'll tell you something else about success. These days, you won't survive if you put yourself out as a transformational teacher and you're not walking your talk. If you're not being the teacher who's living the teaching, you might fool some of the people, but you won't fool yourself. And, but this is interesting too. When Marcy and I announced my departure, I shared my process on a call about how I wanted to start teaching Yes to Success again and create new content for Yes to Success. And people emailed me exclaiming how impressed they were that I had the courage to follow my heart and give up this very successful, lucrative gig. And they wished that they were that courageous. But here's the truth. It was a big leap of faith. And I was, let's just say, over retirement age when I left your Year of Miracles, way over retirement age. And I kept, this is the interesting part. I kept dragging my feet because I thought it was going to be hard to tell Marcy and our staff and our Year of Miracles members that I was leaving, and I didn't want to disappoint them. And I remember when I was going to leave my first marriage and my second marriage, it took me years to get the courage both times because I didn't want to cause pain to these wonderful men. And I was married to some amazing men who I'm still very close to. It was like causing them pain was more than I could bear. And then one day I realized I was full of, you know what? Mm-hmm. I realized I was just protecting myself, that I'm not responsible for the feeling of others. The reason I was dragging my feet was because I couldn't stand the pain of feeling the discomfort of their reactions, or as Byron Katie calls it, standing in the fire of your own discomfort. That's why we head to the refrigerator or watch another YouTube instead of telling someone something that's been bothering us. Mm-hmm. So that's what I was afraid of. It wasn't causing them pain.
Well, you know, and there's another principle I teach this all the time to the business owners. So it's just saying it in a different way that, you know, what you're saying. But if it's not working for you, it is not working for them. And if you can just remember that principle, you know, this happens in business a lot. You know, I'm a business strategist and coach, and a lot of times, you know, it's the employees, they're not doing their job. They're not, you know, performing right, and it's not working for the company. But the owner is the same thing. that don't want to let them go because they love them, they care about them, they've been with the company for all these years. And when I coach them, I say, listen, man, it's not working for them either. They let them go. What happens? That other person finds a better position. They get to fill their position. The person they let go, now that person's wife is happy because they got more time together. I mean, it just goes on and on, right?
And I want to add to that, if you're like me, or most people are, it's like, oh, I can't do it because I can't hurt them. But right. You're protecting yourself. Yeah. You don't want that moment where you have to tell them that you have to let them go.
You don't.
Let them go. And as Ken said, it's going to work out better for everyone.
And you know, what I love about what we're saying here, because we're running out of time, by the way, we got to go here in about 5 minutes. What I get here is that a lot of people are right now holding on to things that aren't in their heart. They, you know, if you're in a job right now, you're in a company, you're somewhere in a relationship, you're in a place that it's, your heart is not into it anymore. It's just gone, but you're afraid to let it go.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to let it go. Just maybe.
You know, I remember the great Lisa Nichols once saying, you will be afraid when you take a leap. But it's not because it's the wrong dream if you're afraid. It's the right dream if you're afraid. And this is where most people get stopped, but your dreams have to be bigger than you. Lisa shared this story about Martin Luther King and how his mission was so big and he was so afraid. And God said to him, I will give you everything you need. March on, Martin. And he did, because he was more committed to his divine assignment than he was to his fear. You just need to say to the fear, you have no power over me. I am the designer of my destiny, not you. And one of the things Lisa taught me, she said, you know, if you think I can't do this, you're right, but you're not doing it. There's a higher power that's working through you. And it's the same power that whispered that idea to you, who essentially asked you to do it in the first place. And you will never be given an assignment by the Creator without being given everything you need.
As soon as you can step back and realize that you're not the doer, life
exactly.
changes. All right, Deborah, you know, I wanted people to know a little bit more about you. Where can they get a hold of you? Where can they connect with you and find out all about your amazing things you're doing?
You know, just yestosuccess.com. It's all there. My success seminar, my Ageless, where I teach anti-aging. I have lots of ebooks there for free, and it's all there for you. YesToSuccess.com.
I love it. I love you. Thank you for being here. I hope you'll come back again sometime, you know, in the near future, so we can do this again. And thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate
you. And thank you for everything you do for the world.
I love it. Okay. I want to thank all of you for joining us today, and thank you for continuing to support the Voices of Courage show. You know, this show grows because of you. So if you have family, friends, people that you love that you would like to encourage, inspire, and uplift, please share them, the Voices of Courage show, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can just Google Voices of Courage. You'll find us everywhere. Thank you so much. Take care.